It can be tough making a living as a farmer. A bad season or an unexpected crisis can force you off your land. Each year, thousands have to give up farming because they can't make ends meet. Enter airline pilot Bill Gross. He decided to help. The result? A group of volunteers called Farm Rescue.
I came from a family farm in rural North Dakota. And I've seen over the years when I was younger and now even more so that there's fewer family farms and less children on those farms nowadays. And when a major injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, it's harder for those neighbors to help one another. And so I thought there should be a formal nonprofit organization to help family farmers.
What kinds of farms and farmers are you really trying to rescue?
Well, we help the small to medium farmers, what we call the family farmers. And these farmers have had a variety of injuries or illnesses or natural disasters occur, everything from maybe a severed arm or a heart transplant, liver, kidney problems. Farming is a very dangerous occupation, and there's a lot of need for this.
So mostly you're talking about farmers who are ill or injured. You're not talking necessarily about tornadoes or floods or the kinds of things that damage the farm, but the farmer himself.
Predominantly, yes, and a small 10% are natural disasters. We have helped a few families where a tornado has destroyed their farmstead completely.
Tell me a little bit about that. What happens normally? What happens when a farmer gets ill or sick or has surgery?
For a farmer, it's very serious when you become ill or injured. There is no one to do the work, and you do not have such things as sick time or disability, and many farmers do not even have medical insurance. And so when it's the time of the year to plant your crop or harvest your crop, and if you're unable to do that, it can completely destroy a farm family's livelihood.
So let's talk about how your organization, Farm Rescue, works. How do you get connected in the first place?
Well, primarily people hear about Farm Rescue, and it's either the farm family themselves or neighbors call in and tell us that this crisis has happened for this family and that they really could use some assistance.
Once you make that contact and you determine that this farmer really is in need, what is it that your organization does for them?
We come in at Farm Rescue once they're approved, and we plant or harvest their crop absolutely free of charge. There is no catches. We bring in equipment, and we bring in manpower, volunteers. We are a volunteer-run organization, and we get the work done.
And we actually have one such farmer on the phone with us now, Lowell Hartvigsen. Lowell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by telling us where you're speaking to us from.
Well, I am presently at the family farm in north central North Dakota.
What do you farm there?
We farm about 1,200 acres of tillable land. So we do small grains, and we also have livestock operations.
How did you get involved with Farm Rescue?
I had just recently gone through a serious accident where I lost my right arm.
Oh, my goodness.
In a baler accident.
Can you describe that, if you don't mind?
Yes, that's fine. It's a baler makes the large round bales in the hayfield, and it happened to be the last bale of the year, and I was working at night, and I reached down to brush some hay off the end or outside of the baler, and I'm not sure if my sleeve got caught or hay caught my sleeve or what, but anyway, it pulled my hand into a chain and sprocket.
Oh, my goodness, Lowell. When was this?
Well, this was September 29th of 2005, and at that time, I was 8 miles from home, and of course, farmers work alone. I had a cell phone with me, and I had one bar left on the power on my phone, and I made a phone call for my wife. Lady answered, and I thought it was Debbie, but as I said, I cut my hand off in the baler. She says, "Well, I'm not Debbie," and hung up the phone on me. I tried again, and the call didn't go through, so I shut the phone off, turned it back on, and dialed a third time, and I finally got through to my wife, who was able to come and pick me up out in the field.
So, Lowell, what did this mean for your farm?
Well, I was really in a bind. I was unable to use my arm at all. So here we sat wondering, okay, how is all this work going to get done?
You must have been so discouraged.
Well, it is. It's frustrating, depressing. You just sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. You know something will happen, but in this community, farmers are all busy at that time. They're all getting ready to go in the field, and everything is very weather-orientated, and your timing is limited. You've got the window of time to get out there and get it done. You need to do it.
So what kind of help did you get from Farm Rescue?
Well, they really came in and did about everything. Basically, Bill came with his equipment and volunteers. They put in all the small grains for me, meaning the oats, the wheat, the corn, or not the corn, but the oats, the wheat, the peas, and the soybeans. And they did 740 acres in 48 hours, and that would have taken me probably 2 weeks.
And how were your crops that season?
Wonderful. And if we would have gotten a crop in that window of time, we would have suffered dramatically a reduction in production that year.
So, Lowell, how are you doing now, and how is the farm?
The farm is doing very well right now. In fact, it's taken time for me to get used to working with my prosthetic, but I by no means can do everything that I used to do. But with the aid of my wife, who is my right hand right now, we're able to do about everything that's asked of us.
That's great. Bill Gross and Lowell Hartvigsen, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Bill Gross is founder of Farm Rescue, and he joined us from Seattle. Lowell Hartvigsen is a farmer in North Dakota. To learn more about Farm Rescue, go to our website at worldvisionreport.org.